Mark Geis is an economics professor at Quinnipiac, and he's studied the effect of laws that restrict a person's ability to carry a concealed weapon. And here's what he found.
That states with more restrictive concealed carry laws had higher murder rates by about 10%.
Geis also found that state assault weapons bans had no real effect on the gun murder rate.
The premise was obviously that, well, we'll get rid of concealed weapons and or restrict them, and that should mean that, you know, fewer people will, or there'll be fewer murders. And I just wanted to see if they actually worked, and, you know, interestingly, they don't.
Geis says other academic studies on the effect of concealed weapons laws on gun deaths are split. He also adds that while his study can't conclusively prove that the tighter laws on concealed weapons drive the murder rate up, he believes that it comes pretty close. That's because he attempts to control his study for other factors like demographics and socioeconomics. Still, Geis says there are some things you can't account for. Some states may just be more violent than others. Others may have higher murder rates for reasons that can't be quantified. Which is why Geis says more studies are needed.
We need more research in this area because obviously it's a hot-button area, but it's also a very important area.
Geis's study was published in the journal Applied Economics Letters. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.